Hello.
Did you press the button?
Systems are arguing that the manufacturers, the distributors, the applicators, and all that are responsible, okay? And they, are going to have to cough up money to pay for this, And I explained to the judge that this is physically impossible to have put it on at the application rate approved by the state ag department and now meet the drinking water standard by the water board. Physical impossibility. They cannot coexist in the same physical reality. Cannot be. Just like that.
Really? Put your 20 years in and you've got
he mentioned
and you've got
that means the state has to pay for it.
The rest of us thought he would.
Testing.
They started applying it in the 60s. That's almost 60 years ago.
Retired a month after.
They're gone. They're dead.
There's a lot of benefits. It's a family who actually has home after another month.
He's been in Wisconsin since 2008.
Anyway,
so he's already been here 6 years.
The numbers are just climbing
10
like
more years.
It hasn't even been 6 months. It's been on the books. roughly 5,500 public supplies.
So we're ready whenever, I believe everyone is here. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but...
We were going to give it 9:15. Well, that clock's not right.
Okay, I'm looking at that clock.
No, I'm looking at...
How long did you go to 9:15?
No, we're going 9:15 on my iPhone. It's 9:10 right now.
My grandson has everything arranged as soon as he gets accepted.
It's not even, I have no idea how they got that.
They pay for everything.
So
he doesn't owe
like
money. He owes them 4 or 5 years. But
they're all different.
He has to do an internship in there. His other grandpa is a retired Navy. But who knows? You know, I mean, it could be a good career.
Yeah, he's been.
You know, you didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything.
Especially in the.
Always fun in college. I hated school until I got to college.
Yeah.
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 Here's what they argue. We not only lower the standard, we tell you who's guilty and it's not us. So you don't get the money for that. That's where I end up in the case. See, that's where I'm with the guys that they're pointing the finger at saying, now you did this all legally, but now if we've retroactively declared it illegal, so you owe for it. You committed an illegal, retroactively committed an illegal act.
Yes.
You can't believe how many cases I have that deals with retroactively illegal. It's insane. Sign on the door downstairs. Did you see a sign down there?
No, I didn't look.
Oh, okay.
I walked under towards the doors and I thought there was construction stuff there. I thought, look, this isn't the right place. And then I went up to the portrait.
Okay. I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's 9:15. We normally...
No, it's green.
It's red.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. It's 9:15. We've give an extra 15 minutes because we've had to move rooms to a different than our normal room, and the traffic is bad due to the rain today. So we're starting at 9:15 instead of 9. The first item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The next item is public comment. If there's anybody here from the public that wants to bring a matter under the board's jurisdiction to our attention, they're welcome to go to the podium and address the board at this time. Otherwise, if you're here for a regular other item, we'll talk about that then, but this is general.
I'd like to say something. We have a new appraiser in our office.
Say who you are.
There you go.
Oh. Is it working now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Green light.
We have a new appraiser in our office. She is here. Rachel, come on up here. We're going to put her up in front.
Speech.
Say who you are.
Excuse me. I'm Mike Austin, appearing for the Assessor's Office of Madera County. I'm the Chief Appraiser of the county, and we have a new appraiser. She's been working for our office for about a year, and now we just promoted her to an appraiser. Tell them about you.
Hello, my name's Rachel Frame. Like Mike said, I've been in the office for about a year now. I recognize a couple faces, actually, because I used to work the front desk most recently. I'm working with the res crew right now, and I'm actually going to be cross-training. So next, I believe, I will be with the business division, and then the ag division, and I believe commercial after that. I'm learning a lot right now, just taking my online classes, and hopefully I'll be certified by the end of May.
Good. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, one other thing. Since we have representatives of in the Canandaigua litigation here, and they're paying their lawyers to sit in the room, I wonder if we should do them first and let them get out of here. That's item 7A, and then continue with the ordinary business.
Okay. All right.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Do you want to do that before the consent calendar, or do you want
to? Yeah, we need to do the consent calendar first.
Okay. Okay, we'll do the consent calendar first. First item is approval of the minutes. And last meeting was myself and Betty was here. You have any comments on the minutes?
No, I don't. I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Okay, I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes pass. Then we have items 4B, notice of withdrawal for Church and Dwight. 4C, withdrawal for sealed air.
That's all in the consent calendar.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was just going to just mention them just briefly. Okay. I wasn't intending to discuss them. 4D is another withdrawal for sealed air. And then 4E and 4F, which are withdrawals for Daiichi Bridgeview. Any comments on those? Okay. I look for a motion.
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
I second.
Call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Okay. All right. The next item, we've been asked to move the Canandaigua matter number 7 up the ladder here. So are you ready, willing, and able? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And if you could introduce yourself, so because we don't have the video, right? No, so we.
Good morning, board members. My name is Troy Van Dongen. I'm with Winston and Strawn. I represent what is now Constellation Brands, formerly Canandaigua. And maybe I'll let Carolyn introduce herself, and then I'll start talking.
And my name is Carolyn Frank. I represent the assessor's office on this issue.
So we're here basically on a status update that kind of as a reminder, because we do have some new faces, some familiar faces, just to bring everybody back up to speed where we're at. This dispute goes back quite a while. There was a change in ownership of the property. This is the Mission Bell Winery back in 1994. And the board first heard a dispute on what the value of that property was for the change in ownership in 2003. And then it went up to the court. There was a remand. Came back. It was heard by the board. It went back to court again. It's been to the Court of Appeals on at least a couple occasions. And we now have a final decision on the 1994 value of the property. Since that time, you know, there have been appeals filed annually because the taxpayer disagrees with what the value of the property is and has, you know, since that initial date. Now that we have the base year value, though, determined, you know, we believe that, you know, we've got a basis that we can start, you know, rolling forward. And what we've had some discussions with the assessor about how to do that most efficiently. And what we're proposing is that the first order of business is that there was a modest reduction that was ordered by the court. So that needs to be, I guess, that needs to go to the controller and that get processed. But then we have, you know, the subsequent years. And we think that we should do these sequentially because there are a number of things that go on each year. There are some assets that are disposed of, retired. There are some new assets that are added on. And so there's this buildup that goes on every year. And what we're proposing is that, you know, let's take on the first, you know, year or two to try to see if we can, you know, start setting the foundation on how we should value this property on a go-forward basis. And what we're suggesting is that that you allow us a few months to start working on that so that we don't have to come back to you to have you decide every single issue. Hopefully we can resolve every issue ourselves and present a stipulation to you. Or maybe there might be one or two sticking points where we may need your help to decide a particular issue that we just can't agree upon. And what our proposal is that we come back to you, say, in September for another status conference, tell you where we're at, and keep progressing along that way. Hopefully that we will have made some progress, and then we can you know, move on to the next years. Is that pretty accurately describe our situation?
Right. And we have had conversations. We're both in agreement. We think that would be the best course of action to give us a chance. We're hoping that now that 1994 is set, that was the bulk of our disagreement, and that hopefully we will be able to hammer out at least most of the issues going forward, so that if we do end up back here, hopefully it will be in a much more streamlined set of issues instead of coming back to set the value for the past 20 years.
So are you saying that you would be coming back in September to the board?
For another status update. So
a status update, but not actual hearing to set value. You just a status update.
We would come back in September to let you know, does it appear that we are making progress, and should we continue with the way that we're going? We've got, you know, maybe we come back in September and say we've got 3 years agreed upon, and now we're looking to the next ones, or do we come back in September and say, this isn't working as well as we had hoped, maybe now it's time to set a hearing so that the board can weigh in on some issues.
So do you need that much time?
Well,
if you're not going to give us a final, what about like in June or something? Bye.
Yeah, well, just because there are certain, you know, the other issues, the assessor needs to close the roll. So the assessor's office gets really busy in the springtime. And Candego also has the principals that will be involved in the discussion. They have, you know, some issues as well that you know, are conflicting their schedule. So just in terms of the window, we have like a short window where we can work on it before the assessor's office gets busy. And then we're probably going to be looking at, like, say, the summertime when we're working through, I think, the bulk of the issues. And, you know, there are a number of issues that we have to go through. So I think that's a fair amount. I think it's a fair estimate. Yes.
Do we have any objection to it? Or?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if there's any way they can work it out, we'll let them.
Yeah. I like the idea that you guys are
looking like you're coming.
Are we looking to produce a motion here or something, or are we just...
I think you can just direct the clerk to set the thing for further status in September.
A motion to do?
You can do it by motion if you like, sure.
Yeah.
May I ask what date that would be in September, just so I can make sure my calendar is clear that particular day? The first Thursday?
First Thursday, whatever.
The 6th?
It'll be the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that does work for me.
The Labor Day is the weekend before, so I don't think we'll have a problem with that. So.
The assessor's office would like to point out that this has been going on for over 20 years. What we would like to see is a date certain. If we don't come up with a conclusion or actually some agreement on some of the years, we'd like to start the appeals sometime in September, the actual hearings. This has gone on way too long. We have gone through board members, and we've gone through people that work in our office. And as a matter of fact, I will be retiring too. So we need to start making some decisions. Now, I have been asked to work on projects for the assessor, but you know, we need to start putting some time frames down, because this could go on and go on and go on. And I don't think that's reasonable for the county to worry about it. And basically, we need to start setting some dates so there's some hammer. Okay, hey, if you guys don't get it done by this time, then, you know, we're going to start taking care of it. Okay? That's just my opinion, my personal opinion. Gary, do you have anything to add? I mean...
Gary Svonda, Madera County Assessor. I tend to agree with both sides. We have had a conversation opened with the appellate, and we think that there is good probability that Constellation Brands and the county may come to a reasonable conclusion to a global settlement on or before the end of the year. That's the time frame that we together, myself and their CFO and her team, has sort of put out there as a possibility. Lots of things in between. But I agree with Mike. If we don't start putting some period certains on these proceedings, then we're looking at a number of additional, not months, but we've proven that we can go 20 some years in trying to get this settled. We feel that we have the foundation, which is the base year value. That has been a long and difficult struggle. But it is established, and we will use that as a foundation to build on, and my hopes is that we can negotiate a global settlement that does not have to come back before this board on numerous occasions and negotiate, if you will, or analyze multiple facets of a total settlement for all issues involved. But these things take time. I think the time frame that Constellation is asking for is reasonable. We in the office will work diligently to try to bring you some positive information and progress at that point in time. And so I think I would agree with their appeal time frame, and we will do everything we can to bring this to a conclusion. Mike is going to retire. We're going to have him on helping with our appeals process for hopefully a year, maybe two. Depends on how he and the family are going along. And that'll be a huge loss for us, because Michael has done a very good job for the county of Madera over a very long period of time. But bringing it back to this particular issue, I would recommend the September time issue and leave it to our office to bring you good progress at that time.
So Mr. what are we going to be needing as far as this update? What are we going to be expecting from
think that our vision is that in September we would come back and either say we've reached agreement on this many
years,
or we would say we haven't reached agreement on any years and it's time to set it for hearing. And maybe there's only, you know, one or two issues that we need help with on that first year, or maybe it's everything. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's, you know, we've reached agreement. We think in our preliminary conversations, we think that there are going to be some significant agreements now that we have kind of a starting place in 1994. Mm-hmm. And that in September we would either be setting it for hearing or telling you we've reached agreement, this is how far we've gotten, and here's how long we think it'll take to reach agreement on the next set of years.
What limitations do we have on setting a hearing? Let's say we first Thursday in September, they're too far apart, they can't resolve it, we got to have a hearing. What's the closest we can have a hearing to the first Thursday in September? I assume we have limitations.
You're going to have some kind of notice requirement, sure. But you could get the parties to stipulate to waive any notices since they'll be here.
Let me just weigh in on that. It's a 45-day hearing notice. So it would be 45 days from whenever you
So we'd be the end of October, then you'd be the
Well, it would be the middle. I guess, you know, it was 45 days from
We're the 5th or the 6th of September, and then you add 45 days. I'm
Getting,
you know, near the end of October. Right. Yeah.
And I would say, you know, worst case scenario. I'm hoping that we can do a lot better than this, but I mean bear in mind, there are a lot of years still open, and there would be expert testimony, probably from both sides, probably about every nuance. We're talking business property, so we've got tangible personal property, fixture value.
Oh yeah.
There's the Great Recession that occurred. You know, how did that affect the value of the property? So there could be a lengthy hearing.
Yeah.
And I think it would be in everybody's best interest to see if we can just try to knock out as many of those issues as we can through settlement. Bear in mind, this has taken 20 years, but it's been in the court process. Mm-hmm. And I guess really more accurate, it's been 15 years. Not that that's much of a consolation, but the parties did try to stipulate, during the court process on a couple occasions. And we're unable to, mm-hmm. when we're focusing on the base year value. And, of course, everybody knows that the base year value has a greater significance than a lot of the other issues. So we've had, Candego has had a change in decision makers. The assessor has had a change in decision makers. Mm-hmm. I'm also optimistic that I think we can reach a solution on many issues, if not everything, but we would certainly reduce the time that would be necessary for this board to weigh in on mm-hmm. on various issues.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we've got the logistics, because Mike was saying he wanted to go to hearing in September, and I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing that it would have to be late October. So
that'd be the earliest, late October.
What they're going to resolve by September.
Let me ask a practical question of the lawyers. If you come back in September 6th and say we just can't work anything out, we're going to need to set hearings, when realistically are the parties going to be ready to start hearings after that?
I think that's a question that we should probably discuss in September, because what we would need to do is we would need to check with our experts to see, who all is available, and we maybe propose some dates, because we're talking a multi-day hearing or a series of hearings, depending on how the board wanted to break them up. And so we'd have to come together with a proposal that, we need to block out this week and maybe another week or something like that, and see if that works for all of you as well.
So if you come back with the report that we can't work this out, we're going to need to set hearings. You're also going to come armed with that information to set.
I think that's fair. Yeah. So we would know, because we would be in the discussion. So we would know maybe a few weeks beforehand.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just not getting there.
Well, it seems unlikely to me that we're going to get this. If it doesn't work out, that we're actually going to get a hearing going in October. Do you agree with that? That people will be available to come. And
well, I think it just is. I really can't say.
Okay.
I would be available.
Well, one of the issues in regards to that is you know, we'll have to start the 1606 process again. That's a 30-day issue in the first place. And then we also have the issue about the findings of fact after the hearing, okay? And if we're talking about each year, that could be very lengthy. Just get 1 year, 30 days before, and make sure everybody, you know, exchanges all their information. And then you got the 30 days before the hearing. And then after the hearing, okay, are you going to say, okay, in 30 days we want to see a findings of fact. And then you got to take the findings of fact, and you got to massage it for the board to say, okay, we agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think the findings of facts got to be coming from Canandaigua and the county. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you look at both of them and say, okay, this is what we're going to agree to. I mean, you're talking probably 60 days after hearing. And so you're talking probably 90 days on each one.
Yeah, right.
I believe the regulations provide that you need to issue your written findings of fact, I think it's within 120 days after the conclusion of the hearing. On the 1606 issue, Mike, we've exchanged information so many. I mean, it's been a routine every year. I'm not sure.
Changing now, you know, because the base year has changed, and so basically all that stuff's got to be changed. Too.
But we've been talking about the exchanges on the fair market value. That's what the statute. So right. In terms of the opinion for the fair market value of the property, as opposed to the trend of base year value. That information, I mean, the comps will not have changed.
Well, see, the trended information is still going to be different, and we have to exchange anything that's different. So basically, it's all going to be different, you know. If you know, and so basically, there's a lot of different logistical problems we're going to incur, and the further we put this thing out, the longer it's going to be. I mean, if you think about it, if we got 20 years, we got 1995. Now let's just say to 2015. That's 20 years worth of stuff. Now, if you think about it, okay, each year, I mean, at the minimum, you're talking probably, 30 days, 60 days? You're talking 90 days. Okay, multiply that by 20. Now you're talking multiple years here, unless we can say, I'm basically telling everybody, because I want us to talk about this, because this is going to be a very big issue. If we can all get together and say, you know, can they win? And us say, okay, if we do this, well, then maybe we can shorten this time frame up. Mm-hmm. In other words, if we do like 3 years and basically do, you know, in 30 days, that type of stuff, that may help us.
Yeah, okay. Your increments.
Huh? Yeah.
Do you guys have like maybe a schedule that you guys will be meeting together certain times of the month or weeks? And do you
have
guys,
you guys worked that out yet?
We haven't worked out a specific schedule because we didn't know what the board was going to agree to and whether we were going to have this 6 months. We agree that logistically this is going to be complicated. That's why we're asking for 6 months to try to work through it, because we're hoping that we can work through it quicker than the regular process could work through it. Troy and I will work together and we'll work with the decision makers as well to set up. It probably isn't going to be the same time every month, but to have, you know, continual meetings so that we're regularly working together through the next 6 months and, you know, putting forth a diligent effort to try to make progress instead of, you know, we're not going to, I'll call them in August and say, hey, we've got to start talking. I mean, we're planning on, you know, working regularly as everybody's schedules allow over the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. If you have it scheduled already into your, you know, your daily schedule and what days, so that way, you know, this is just going on and on and on. You know, I'm glad to hear that you guys have a foundation, and that's awesome. Now let's tweak it with, you know, that foundation versus all these years and you know, take into consideration all the, you know, the market values and the way the market was during those, you know, high times and low times. And so if you guys could make a schedule of that and work together, and that, you know, that will help us, and it looks like you guys are now working a lot better together. That, you know, we prefer you guys to work it out. So the best thing, we'll give you the time, but, you know, just if we know that you guys are working at it, and let's just get it going. You know,
well, I think it's in everybody's interest to get this resolved.
You know, I'd like to see at least we meet at least once a month, just to make sure that, you know, we're at least, you know, going on the same wavelength, going, you know, and at that point in time we can deviate and say, well, you know, maybe this month, because we're working on certain aspects of it, maybe we should meet two, three, four days in this month.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, I have a staff of 25 people I gotta direct to, and I also have to basically make sure that the county's doing what they're supposed to do and the budgets and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of things going on, you know, it's
right.
Constantly, you know, changing, and so I you know, I can't basically spend 100% of my time on it. There's just no way. I just can't do that, you know. And so basically, I'll give them all the time I can, but, you know, I'm limited to it. So there's a lot of things going on that we need to, you know, I'd like to see some dates specified. That's just me.
I don't think that we can commit to specific dates today. I know that Troy's going to have experts. I definitely have experts that we would need to be consulting their calendars, but I think that we can commit to you that we will be working together to come up with dates that work for everybody so that we can make the most progress instead of, I would be reluctant to set dates and then turns out one of their experts or my experts isn't available and now we meet together but it's not as productive because we can't have everybody there. I think it would be better for us to go back and consult with everybody who we need to be at those meetings and then come up with dates that we know work for everybody.
All right. And you heard just the tip of the iceberg of a few issues that we need to talk through here today. So, I mean, there's a lot. Procedurally, I think it is in, I hear you loud and clear that, you know, the board wants to see this thing pushed along. My client wants to get this thing resolved as well. And I know that the assessor does as well. So we all have the same goal. And I think the proposal is workable. And it holds us accountable to come back and report to you in September.
Okay. Wonder if would council want to come up with a motion for us to act on?
Well, let's just have a motion to continue the status hearing to the September meeting.
That's it.
I move that.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. To continue the motion to the September meeting, normal September meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you, board members. We'll see you again in September.
Thanks, Troy. Thank you.
Thank you, Troy.
Thanks. Let's get her done. I'm going back to number five.
Carolyn, if you want to wait a couple minutes, I'll talk to you after I get done.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the hearing for Madera Power, and they have sent in an email requesting a postponement to April 5th. Mr. Austin, you have any comment on the postponement?
The assessor's office has no problem with the postponement. We're trying to talk with the owners of Madera Power, LLC, and they have some major decisions that they need to make, and I don't want to push them, mm-hmm. and I think they know which direction they need to go, mm-hmm. but you know, there's multiple owners, and so maybe there's other people who have different ideas about different things. So I don't have a problem giving them another 30 days.
Okay. Any comments from the other members? No? A motion? Somebody make a motion?
Yeah, I move that we move the Madera Power LLC hearing 16R036 to the April 5th meeting.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded to move to April 5th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Okay. We're on to the next item, stipulation of assessed value for the Daiichi Grove Senior Mobile Home. Are you people, I see a couple people still here, or they're assessor? Okay, so we don't have any, I was just wondering where they had to swear somebody in, that was all. Okay. Mr. Austin, you want to tell us about this?
Yes, Mike Austin, appearing for the Madera County Assessor's Office. I'm the chief appraiser of the county. In regards to the Daiichi Grove Senior Mobile Home Park, LLC, this is a 2017-2018 assessment appeal. This is for January 1st, 2017. We agree to lower the value from a space year value as a Prop 8, and the final land value on 057180036, appeal number 17R020, land value $1 million. Final structure value is $1,250,000. Fixture value is $4,240. Personal property $5,560 for a total of $2,259,800. And as you can remember, this is a situation where Daiichi Grove back in 2010 increased their park from, I believe, 100 mobile homes, mobile home spaces to like 200 mobile home spaces. And as of today, they haven't rented one of those additional mobile home spaces. And so we lowered the value, and we've been lowering the value since 2011, and about to $2.2 million. We do an income approach to value and come up with the value. So we want you to uphold our stipulation at $2.2 million. And if you need anything else, ask questions.
Questions?
What value was it before?
Roughly $5.1 million.
Well, I'm moved that we consider the stipulated value for the $2,259,800 as the assessors valued it for the Daiichi Grove Senior MOHO Park LLC 17R020.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the stipulation of assessed value. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Canandaigua was next on here, and we've done that. Looks to me like that's the end of the agenda. Anybody else got anything?
Any staff reports?
A staff report?
I just wanted to let you all know that the April 5th board meeting, Tatiana will be doing the April 5th board meeting in the board chambers.
I see.
Because I will be in Bass Lake.
Mm-hmm.
No, we have the workshop.
Likely.
The assessor's report, basically, we have scheduled hearings for April, May, and June. That should clean up all of our 2016 assessment appeals, with exception of the Mammoth Lakes. And I believe they postponed it to June of 2018, so maybe we'll even resolve that one before the fiscal year ends. Okay. We're hoping.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
I second it.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, gentlemen, ladies. Thank you, staff. It's a good thing I had glasses on when I was edging.
You get hit in the eye?
I got hit in the eye. Well, right there. And the doctor said if you didn't have those on, you probably lost an eye. And I always religiously put these glasses on,
yeah.
You know, and it basically got me, and it stuck the
Did it break the lens?
Yeah, it broke the lens, and that's what went in.
Yeah.
You know, and luck, I was lucky. That's all it did. Make it look bad.
Pretty bad.
I was edging, you know, edge along, and basically
Picked up a rock or something
and hit me right in the right there. No,
retiring.
I know, huh? Yeah,
We gotta go on and enjoy ourselves.
I know.
I was playing basketball, and I always wore my glasses when I played basketball. Some guy came over and snapped the frame.
Okay.
And the post
went like a new grandson,
quarter of an inch from my
new grandson.
Had to drive himself to the hospital.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Am I gonna die?
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. We think so. Although his father was early.
Mike, I know you want to go talk to the Carolyn.
Yes, I do.
But
I need you for a minute.
Okay. All right. Okay. No problem.
No problem whatsoever.
Can having to go upstairs be added to the mileage expense? Extra distance. Congratulations.
But I'm going to be on for 2 years, maybe in 3 or 4. I am.
So you have to go to South Lake, huh?
West Lake.
Sorry.
Well, we have on the road.
Oh, yeah, you did? Yeah.
Because it's been, it's been 10 years. They've been, that stuff's been fallow out there.
Yeah, exactly.
And the farmland and some of the business.
Well, see, one of the issues that Madera Power has is they've been paying $40,000 a year to the irrigation district for nothing. You know?
Yeah, it's.
Oh, can you? Oh, we need to turn them off? Thank you.
Yeah.